Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
To the $100 MBA show, breaking down business to its simplest form with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. If you're just getting started and you're looking to create a business plan, check out our free one-page business plan template over at 100mba.net/guides. When you sign up to download one of our free guides, you get all five of them straight to your inbox. In today's lesson, we're going to dive deep into what to do after the sale. After you've gained a customer, you've earned their trust, you've earned their business. How do you make sure the sale sticks? How do you make sure your customers are happy with the experience? And I'm talking about immediately after the sale, those first few hours, those first few days. It's critical. You want to make sure that they're very, very happy with their decision because it will reduce your returns, your refunds, and it will improve your bottom line. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA show is sponsored by Braintree. Looking to set up payments for your business? Braintree gives your app or your website a payment solution that accepts just about every payment method with one simple integration. Plus, they'll give you your first $50,000 in transactions completely fee-free. To learn more, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. The first step after the sale is what your customer sees after they check out. We touched on this on yesterday's episode, but it's so important, I want to reiterate it. Make sure that your welcome page or your thank you page has something special. A personal thank you, a little fun, a little excitement. I talked about what we do at the $100 MBA is a little fun. And make sure they know what to do next. So what we do at the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja, when somebody checks out, the next page has a video. And it's a short 1-minute video that welcomes them, that lets them know how grateful we are to have them in our community. We then tell them the next step. It's very important to let your customers know what the next step is. You want to make sure they're successful with the purchase, that they actually use what they bought and they get a win out of it. So you got to guide them through it. So in the video, we let them know your next step is. So with the $100 MBA, we tell them what the first course we recommend. And that first course is an orientation course we put together. And the orientation course helps them get started. With Webinar Ninja, we tell them how to set up their account. And we're actually going to set up a new course just for orientation for Webinar Ninja as well. A little extra something. So on that thank you page, directly after the sale, welcome them, let them know you're happy to have them, and let them know the next step. What's the next thing they have to do right now as they are a new member? Get the ball rolling. Let them get started with your product or service. Now, what you want to do simultaneously is have an automatic email that goes to a new customer. So you can set this up with your autoresponder in your email marketing software, whether that's MailChimp or AWeber or ActiveCampaign. Have an email that goes out that welcomes them and tells them what the first steps are. That may be them watching a tutorial video or a series of tutorial videos, or it might be just setting up their account with a great user profile. You want to make sure they get that information so they actually know their first step. So you send that welcome email. And it's in their inbox. And the funny thing about email is that you got to deal with email. They got to read it. They got to archive it. They got to do something with it. So they're more likely to read that email. Keep the email informative, but short and sweet. You also want to set up a series of emails that come in after that, their first week. maybe a few days later, send an email, then another few days later, another email. So maybe two or three emails that first week. And those emails are just helpful emails. Have you checked out this feature? How's it going? What did you think of the first course? Whatever it is you're selling, guide them through it. Let them know that you're there if they have questions. Maybe expose them to some things they may not know about your product or service, a special feature. Or if you have a community aspect, introduce them to the community. Make sure they join your private Facebook group. You want to make sure this is systematized so every new member gets these emails. I want to remind you, the reason why we're doing all this is because you want to support your customer and make sure they feel supported and that they have the tools to use your product or service properly, and therefore they'll be happy. You want happy customers so they don't return your products, and you want to make sure that they feel happy with the service so they can talk positively about you to others. So another thing you could do is send them a special surprise, whether that's in the mail, like an actual gift or a postcard, or a personalized video. I know John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire sends a personalized welcome video to every new member to his Podcasters Paradise community. So if I signed up, I would get a video that says, "Hey Omar, welcome to Paradise. We're so happy to have you," like that. You may want to do that. It may take a little time, but it's a special something that differentiates you from other providers, and it helps the customer feel like you actually care about them personally. A lot of entrepreneurs drop the ball when it comes to follow-up with current customers. Often post-sales is more important than pre-sales. You know, in a lot of ways, getting a customer is not as hard as keeping a customer. You want to keep the customer there and happy. Because remember, you're going to be launching other products and services in the future. You want to make sure that they're going to be interested in buying from you again. It's a lot easier to get somebody who's already bought into what you're all about to buy something from you than somebody who's completely new, a cold lead that has no idea what you're all about. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Amazing.com. Amazing.com is in the business of helping ordinary people start exceptional businesses. They offer proven online classes that can help just about anyone get a business up and running, from selling products on Amazon to launching the next hot mobile app. Amazing.com instructors are successful business owners themselves. Together with an active online community of former students, they'll guide you step by step and answer questions based on their own real-world experience. You don't need a brilliant new invention, a business school degree, or a huge amount of seed money. Bow ties, gourmet spatulas, vinyl record cleaning cloths, sunglasses, vintage-inspired cufflinks, Amazing.com has helped people start businesses based on these products and many more. In fact, Amazing.com has already helped more than 20,000 people start their own businesses. Are you ready to do something amazing? Get started with Amazing.com or call 888-373-9363. Again, get started at Amazing.com or call 888-373-9363. One of the best ways to keep giving ongoing value and ongoing follow-up with your current customers is with a community. And the simple way to do this is to create a private Facebook group for those who are customers of yours. You can also do a private Slack channel and get people involved and discussing how they're using your product or service. You can also contribute, help them out, answer questions, and get to know them a little bit better. This puts you above and beyond the rest and continue to give value to your customers. It also reaffirms their decision to buy from you. Every time you give something in that community, whether that's advice or answer a question or even just a smiley face, that customer says to themselves, "I've made the right choice. I'm glad that I bought from this person." All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed teaching it, guys. I look back at all these episodes that we've created on the $100 MBA Show. I mean, today's episode 411. And it brings me so much joy to know you guys are listening every single day, subscribe to the show, and getting a lot of value from each episode. That's our goal, to make sure that you feel like you're getting a ton of value every single episode, and you're growing as an entrepreneur, and you're building your business alongside with our lessons. So pumped to have you listen to us every day, guys. Guys, don't forget tomorrow's Free Ride Friday, where we give a lifetime membership away to the $100 MBA training and community. We do a random draw every Friday with everybody who's left us an iTunes rating and review. So make sure you drop us an iTunes rating and review so you can enter the weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Tomorrow's lesson is all about, can you dream too big in business? It's a serious topic and a serious question. Do you ever need to reel it in? How do you know you're dreaming too big? And is there such a thing in the first place? We get into it in tomorrow's lesson. But until then, guys, I want to leave you with this. Regardless if you're selling a product, a service, a software, t-shirts, glasses, you're in the service industry. I know you might be saying, no, I sell food or I sell vitamins. No, you're still in the service industry because it's not only the product that people are buying. People buy the way they're going to be treated by you. So keep that in mind. Whatever your business is, you're in the service industry. You gotta make sure you're serving your customers the way they wanna be served, and beyond that, you wanna surprise them with how well they're being served. Like they say in business, you should underpromise and overdeliver. Let's just cut out that first part and just say overdeliver. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.